Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to see all of you here. Well, AI is increasingly being leaned on for myriad tasks, from managing and organizing data to synthesizing information, and many other uses that are fairly innocuous. Though some more dubious uses, like writing academic papers, and even sermons, believe it or not. As I've spoken with friends who are educators, one of the crises they foresee in this utilization of AI, aside from the fairly clear ethical dilemma, is the recourse to low-hanging fruit, which stunts mastery. A person leaning on AI to just meet a course deadline risks wasting time and money and emerging from a university experience ill-equipped to grow in mastery of their field, demonstrating very little care or confidence in the learning process. Now, this may seem obvious to some, and maybe itself a low-hanging criticism of what others might just call laziness, and I hear that. But there is something relatable here in the tendency to shortcut the long game and fall back on the low-hanging fruit. When faced with new challenges, transition, disorientation, the temptation is really strong to lean on what you know works, and not trust to receive what you need for the work, or willing to be surprised by what you learn. This morning, I'd like to focus our attention on the calling of the apostles in our reading from the gospel this morning. But it's important that we are reminded and familiarize ourselves with the immediate context of this episode by the sea, what immediately precedes it in the early stages of Jesus' Galilean ministry. In the immediately preceding paragraphs, we learn of Jesus' temptation in the wilderness by the enemy, which is a kind of echo of the early pages of Scripture. Here, Jesus is led to the desert, where three challenges are raised which restate and represent the temptation of the first humans in the garden in Eden by that tree which offers knowledge and discernment to those who would eat its fruit. In that foundational story of humanity's failure at the tree in Genesis 3, they are confronted with the question that has haunted the steps of the entire human family ever since. Do you have everything you need? Does God intend to share with you what is His, that you might be adequately equipped for the task?